all the goals in the games that matter.
Raw Sport, not out.
Yes, indeed. That was Florence and the Machine with Ship to Wreck on Raw Sport, not out. We unbelievably have a goal in the Premier League. We're going to go to our correspondent, Jim McKenna, who is definitely at the... Is it at St James's Park, not just...
I am at Loftus Road, Tom.
You're at Loftus Road. You can hear the sound of Loftus Road. What's going on there? We've had a goal, I believe. Yeah. Jim, how is it?
Yes, we have had a goal. It's absolutely unbelievable. You can hear the crowd cheering, probably. I don't know.
If you put your headphones on, you might be able to hear them too.
I don't have any headphones near me, so I'm just going to presume that when I'm standing in Loftus Road, that the noise which I can hear is the noise which you can hear right now.
Yeah.
But yes, there has been a goal. Basically, Newcastle hoofed the ball as they've done about roughly 200 million times so far this game. Only this one dissected the QPR defence, which was roughly terrible. And Newcastle having a free kick there, which is narrowly wide, but... We're moving back to the goal. Yeah, basically Newcastle hoofed it up. QPR defence at sixes and sevens. Completely uneven defensive line. Manu Riviere managed to pick his way through it. And basically the QPR defence just decided to stop running the second he picked up a ball. Presumably out of fear he's offside. More likely just because of extreme laziness and apathy. And he managed to have one-on-one and tapped it in. First goal of the season. Took a while, to be honest with you, but you know, it's probably saved us £30 million if it turns out this ends up winning us the game. So there
you go.
Took
Danny Graham a year and a half to score.
Yeah, cheers, Jim.
I mean, of course, the QPR defence could have just stopped running because they didn't think he'd actually score.
Yes, thank you, James, who was also at Loftus Road with me.
Well, no, you know, we've teleported you back now from Loftus Road.
And in the Fair Play Derby, big news.
Oh, big news, yeah.
There's been a booking.
Oh, no.
It's actually more important than a goal. Winston Reid's been booked. My prediction. Not quite coming true, but Fazio, I suppose, apparently he's given the ball away a couple of times in dangerous positions, but hasn't been capitalised on. Come on, Hull, capitalise, please.
Fazio. Love the way, James, you say Fazio. Like, well, you pronounce the T.
It's his name, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Italian extraction Argentinian.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that on that. We have an update from Turf Moor. Charlie Adam has tried a speculative effort from around 40 yards.
No.
And it flies over Heaton's bar. So just
look at that.
Closer.
I mean, it was a brilliant goal, but as someone commented on Match of the Day, he tries that more times than any other player. I mean, even Steven Gerrard, like...
Apparently, talking of Steven Gerrard, because of that Newcastle goal, Tim Krul now has as many Premier League assists this season as Steven Gerrard.
Oh, God, I need like a canned laughter bed for that one. Unfortunately, well, big shout out to Tim Krul.
I'm going to miss taking the mick out of Steven Gerrard every single week.
It's all right. He's got Josie Altidore to compete with next year.
Yes, hello and welcome back to Raw Sport Not Out. It's quite a difficult time for the show, to be honest with everyone, because apparently some people don't find football entertaining enough. And as head of sport, this is just really depressing for me because I put so much effort into trying to make sport entertaining and everything falls flat on its face, you know. I'm sorry if you're listening and you don't like sport as much as I do. I just think the passion in this studio from the likes of Jim McKenna. Jim, you're passionate, aren't you?
I am so passionate that right now my veins are basically exploding with rage and anger and passion and fury.
And that's what happens when Newcastle are winning.
And that's when Newcastle are winning. So there is lots of passion. It's just really depressing, you know. I don't know. I mean, I should update you. It's half time in a football games. There's one goal. What's going on? There's one goal. It's Newcastle are winning and Jim's still downbeat. People are messaging in saying they're not that interested in F1. I think this is actually a good discussion.
We're actually getting people messaging in.
Oh, yeah, we are. But for their benefit, obviously. Does anyone know who Christian Horner has married?
Jerry Spice Girl.
That's her actual name. Since 1997, she's been known literally as Jerry Spice Girl. Yeah.
So, Joe, do you want to try and make F1 sexy?
I don't know how you can make it sexy.
Do it, Joe.
Do you
demean more women?
Do you want to see oiled up
cars?
Oh god!
Google by any accident if you know that one.
Oiled up gears going around the track at 200 and something, maybe not even that fast, miles an hour.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Hamilton with his shiny helmet, sweating in 30 degree heat.
Yeah,
Tinder?
This
is too hard.
It's too hard.
Yes, it's Spurs 2-0 up against Hull. I think that's one more important one. I think it was there Danny Rose who scored. So, you know, good goal for Spurs. I'm very delighted for them. Hopefully they get like Europa League football, which they're so desperately crying out for. And yeah, that's all the goals which have gone in so far.
Well, what I'm going to say, Jim, is you've said that match report, but can you wrap it? Can someone give Jim a pair of headphones, please?
No.
Jim, no. Describe, please. Go ahead.
Bennett, have you got any goals to report?
Yes, I do, actually. Because Stuart Downing has scored for West Ham against Everton. And also, we were talking about Spurs versus Hull. It's now 2-0. Danny Rose, with his red hair, scored the second one there.
As Jim McKenna looks a bit deflated.
So just to clarify, yeah? So yeah. Hull are home to Man United on the last day.
No, no. No,
QPR 2-1 up. Yeah. And you were trying to steal the microphone away from me.
I wasn't
Joe is loving it.
From 40 yards out. Genuinely probably one of the best strikes of the season.
40 yards out?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a bit sad, really. I mean, coming up soon, we've got the Raw Sport quiz, which I'm sure will brighten Jim's spirits, as it always does. Jim, no.
No.
I'm not even going to play the sad violin because I think he might snap the microphone in half. So
can we just watch Jim for the rest of the show instead of doing the quiz? I think it'd be a lot more fun.
I don't think that would suit radio as a medium very well, to be honest with you.
So we're going to our live correspondent, Jim McKenna, at Loftus Road. So, Jim, how's the mood looking? Is it jubilant, optimistic?
Well, there's a team which is already relegated who are winning and a team which are about to get relegated who are losing. It could be better, to be honest with you. I imagine their Chelsea's atmosphere at Stamford Bridge, despite the fact it's a graveyard of a stadium, is probably better than this.
And how are the Newcastle fans reacting? Have they started tearing up seats yet?
No, they just look jolly miserable. You know, a bit like my face right now.
No, is there an oversized Newcastle fan who's taken his shirt off and started waving it around?
Like, oh, don't buy in the stereotypes.
Don't talk about that, like, actually. Like.
It's these northeastern stereotypes. I'm grouping Joe Slaughton with this as well.
I'm just saying, I've seen one on Match of the Day.
In all seriousness, I think Newcastle is still safe.
Probably. Just to make sure that we've brought on Rolando Arons and Papu Cisse.
Oh. Well, that's reassuring. Cheers, Jim. I hope we'll have a Chris Kamara-type situation so you can tell me that you haven't seen the next goal that QPR have scored.